Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring to everyone this show, Violet Reiki Radio, where we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, energy healing, alternative and holistic health modalities, all things about the body, mind, and soul, holism. We're also talking about metaphysical things and spiritual things. We talk about everything that makes up an entire person, makes you a whole person. You know, your aura is comprised of four different energy fields. You have your physical field, which is your body. You have your mental field, which is your mind and the mental aspects of your being. You have your emotional field, which is another part of your aura, your being, your etheric makeup, and your spiritual. So you're not just that body of yours, or you're not just your mind, your body, mind, soul, and body, mind, emotions, and mental, making up the whole being. And your being is, to me, your soul. So everything that is for your own personal growth, development on these levels, for your spiritual growth and development, your awakening. These are the things we discuss here each week. Tonight's episode is a repeat broadcast because a couple of weeks ago we had some issues with Blog Talk Radio and I was broadcasting and had no clue that everyone was not able to hear the show. So we're going to give it a try tonight again. Hopefully everyone is hearing me now. And the call-in number here is 347-677-0699. So if you want to call in, call in. Tonight we're doing, we're discussing intuition, using intuition. And this evening I will be doing one question intuitive readings. So if you have a question and you'd like a reading on it, give me a call, 347-677-0699. I'm also going to be facilitating some distance healing. So if anyone out there needs or wants distance healing, please call in. Call in with any questions or comments you have on Reiki or anything else regarding energy work, Reiki, holism, alternative modalities, intuition, of course. Or any questions, comments you would like. Again, the number is 347-677-0699. information about me, if you'd like to know more about Violet Rose Reiki, go to my website, please. It is www.violetrosereiki.com. And if you'd like to find me on Facebook, just look for me under the name of Violet Rose Reiki. I'm there. I have a page on Facebook, which is called Reiki Ward. And we take distance Reiki healing requests 24/7, all around the globe. Just post on the Facebook page, Reiki Ward. You post like you would post to any other Facebook page. If you post to your friends' pages or whatever, and just put up your healing request, we will get on it ASAP. It's called Reiki Ward, and you can request for yourself, you can request for family member, friends, animals, you can request for a certain situation, any request for healing or anything that needs some energy work. Go to Reiki Ward, put up your request. We would be more than happy. And this service is absolutely free. We don't charge anything to do these distance healings. So that's a good thing. I'm also on Violet Rose Reiki. You can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn. I have a blog, and that's on WordPress. You can find that. I have a Google Plus page, people. If you go to Google Plus, you will see a lot of the different things that, you know, the different sites and social media that Violet Rose Reiki is on. On any of these, you can find my phone number for Violet Rose Reiki, which is 516-997-0207. And so enough about me. But I would like to, before we get into the show, give a shout out to Jacob Cooper. Hi, Jacob. Happy birthday. I hope you're having a wonderful birthday day and evening, and that it's a magical one, and that all your wishes and dreams come true. So enjoy that birthday, Jacob. You've got until midnight, so you have a few more hours to get in the fun. And that is that. Now, getting to topic, I might as well start. Intuition, to know is to flow. What do I mean by that? I mean, when you know, when you have knowledge, when you just feel that you know what you know and it's absolutely right, then you're going to follow that feeling, that intuition, that gut feeling. And so long as you follow that feeling, then you're in flow. When you go against it, when you try and change it with your own ego or possibly with things that you've learned that were not necessarily correct, because we've all been there. We've all gone, taken a class, a course or something, or even in general advice. If you asked a friend, what do you think I should do, or how do you feel about this? Well, there are times where I'm sure, just like this happened to me and a lot of people I know, you've gotten wrong advice. So if you were given wrong advice about something and you're going along and you're doing it according to this wrong advice, you're not flowing. When you're given the correct advice or the correct knowledge, then yes, of course you're in flow. How can you be certain that you're in flow? The main thing is follow, as I said, and you know, you all have heard this with regards to good policemen, to good detectives. Follow your gut and go with that. Your gut will never lead you in the wrong direction. Sometimes I'm sure you have felt something or somebody said something and you felt a pulling in your gut like, this just isn't right. But you went You went against the grain, and what happened? It kind of blew up in your face. Most of us take it for granted that thought and emotions are just natural qualities of the human mind or psyche. The word psyche is from the Greek word for soul. Therefore, psychology was originally the study of the human soul. And it's only later that it became a study of the unbalanced mind. Intuition, on the other hand, is placed in a category all its own, somewhere outside the normal range of human experience. But is it really? If you were ever a Star Trek fan, and I definitely am, was, and still are, yeah, I still are, am, if you were ever a Star Trek fan, you would remember that Spock was the logical one. So Spock is thought. Dr. McCoy was the emotional one. Emotions. And Kirk, well, Kirk was the captain. He was the one who took in the information, observed the situation, considered the consequences of his options, including the emotional consequences, and then made choices that he then used to direct the ship, the Enterprise, and the crew. Kirk used his intuition. He drew upon his training, experience, and his gut feelings to make fast and usually correct decisions to guide the ship on its missions and keep everyone safe and alive. To me, the ship Enterprise represents the human being and all of its bodies, its etheric makeup. The crew is like the cells and the organs. It was the sharply developed qualities of the mind of the ship, its captain, first officer, which would be Spock, and the doctor, McCoy, that made the ship extraordinary and kept so many of us highly entertained for many years. You still love watching reruns. Unfortunately, in most modern Western cultures, like Europe and the United States, the quality of thought has been given the lion's share of the attention, with the growing awareness of emotional intelligence. That gross inequity has been somewhat remedied. But it is only very recently that intuition, inner captain, that quality that allows us to tap into the subconscious mind, receive guidance and inspiration, and make high caliber decisions and choices has been generally recognized, accepted, and given the attention it so deeply deserves. I've noticed that as of late, many, many, many more people are accepting and embracing the word intuition, the word intuitive. Whereas years ago, we would say, well, this person is a psychic. People right away, say, oh, no, that's all hocus pocus and it's gypsy stuff and entertainment purposes only. There's no such thing. But with the rise in so many psychics and psychic mediums who are out there and showing the public exactly what a psychic medium does and what a true psychic medium is about. Because a lot, let's face it, a lot of people really had no idea, didn't know any psychic mediums, didn't have any contact with psychic mediums, and they just didn't really understand it. In some cases, it was a little scary. But as we get to learn, I mean, everyone knows about John Edwards. Everyone knows the Long Island medium. Everyone knows about, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. There's the, James Van Praagh. There's Geoffrey Wands, the great Daniel Ackner, Kim Russo. I mean, there are so many psychic mediums out there that people are starting to understand. The more that it gets out there into the open and people can understand it, they are embracing it more. The more they understand it, the more they embrace it. So this is what we're looking at here. It's only very recently, like I just said, that intuition, the inner captain, our inner captain, allows us to tap into the subconscious mind, receive guidance and inspiration, and make decisions. Developing intuition takes time and practice. And I'll tell you, I constantly test myself. And it's like silly tests. Sometimes, is the light going to turn red now? Or I think this light's going to turn green. Is this yes or no? And depending on the answers I get, and I notice when I really, really listen to my intuition, 99% of the time I'm right. So, just learning to think or discovering the true purpose of your emotions and this intuition, and highly developed intuitive abilities to well-managed thoughts and emotions, and discover a level of mind and a quality of life experience that was previously beyond your imagination. Never thought that this could be possible. It is. Intuition is rooted in a foundation of compassionate love. Intuition is rooted in this love, and we're all capable of knowing and sensing what others might need that only we can give them. It takes practice and the ability to relax while going into the silent stillness deep within you. Staying fully in the present, filling your heart with love, and focusing on the other being. But when the foundation of your practice is love and your intention is to receive what you are able to on their behalf, you can easily train yourself to see with your mind's eye. It's common knowledge that Mikao Usui, when he practiced his Reiki, he had a few hand positions, but basically, and for the most part, Sensei Usui did his hand positions and did his Reiki treatments totally through the use of intuition. Now, in Reiki, they have these charts, and there are different hand positions, and the hand positions have developed through the years. And I teach my students, you start off, I teach them all the hand positions, so they have actual physical information, intellectual information, mental information on these hand positions. But then I instruct them to, once they begin the treatment, go with your intuition. And I explain this to them like this. You'll start doing a Reiki session,
And you start at the head and you start doing a couple of positions. And then once you get into the session and you're relaxed and your breath is in tandem with your client's breath or whoever you have on the table, family member, whatever, once you're both breathing at the same rhythm and the other person is relaxed and you're relaxed, that intuition is going to kick in. Follow the inner feeling. Follow your gut feeling. If you started and you're at about the shoulders of the person and you get a feeling that you need to go down to their abdomen or you need to go down to a knee or a foot, by all means, go with the flow and go there because your intuition is calling you there for a purpose. That probably is a place where the person is having a bit of dis-ease and needs your attention. And then once you go to that particular spot, you can return to where you were. Also, it's advised that as far as Reiki positions is concerned, you stay in each position for about 3 to 5 minutes. Again, listen to your intuition. I've been doing Reiki sessions where I just place my hands on a spot on my client, and within about 60 seconds, maybe 90 seconds, my intuition is telling me to move to the next spot. And, you know, this is a long-standing habit of mine. I'll start to argue with my gut and say, well, what do you mean? Like, I'm here 60, 90 seconds, and I think with my brain that I should stay here longer. And my gut, my intuition is saying, no, move on. It's time to move on. And knowing when it's time to move on is a very important thing in many aspects of our lives. So listen to that. So through the years, it's okay, you want me to move on after 90 seconds? Yes, moving. And I will move and go to the next position. Sometimes I'm in a position already, about 5 minutes, and I'm like, okay, I think I got to move on now. And again, I think I have to move on now. And I'll check with my gut, and my gut will be like, no, just hang out there, keep going, keep doing it, and I know I'm not supposed to move from that spot. Again, you just go with your gut feeling. And I'm honored to be doing Reiki the same way Sui Sensei did it because it works beautifully. And I'll also remind my students that if you don't get to do every single hand position in the book, you know, that they say you should, don't worry because, again, intuitively, you would not end the session feeling there's still work to be done. You know, you'll know. You'll just know when the session is complete. Usually it's an hour-long session, give or take. We have half-hour sessions too, but you'll know. You'll just intuitively know when. And since intuition is rooted in a foundation of compassionate love, when we speak of Reiki, I've noticed this for a very long time now. The energy that flows, when that Reiki energy flows, it really is very akin to the energy of love. If you're a Reiki practitioner and you're doing Reiki, think about it. I'm absolutely sure that you will realize the similarities in the feeling of Reiki flowing and the feeling of love. If you never thought of giving it a try, become aware of those two feelings when you're in either or. And believe me, you will feel, as I do, that Reiki is love. Intuitive wisdom. Intuitive wisdom has been the source of some of the world's greatest creations. Think about it. People who are creative and people who have created great things. Where do the creative ideas come from? From what soil do these beautiful creative flowers spring forth from? That's the soil of your intuition. Included among these people are Thomas Edison. His invention of the electric light, the polio vaccine of Jonas Salk. Think for a moment and recall how many times you've heard individuals say that their best inspirations, thoughts, solutions, and answers to problems have been pondered for great periods of time and have come to them shortly after awakening from a deep sleep. This intuition at work while the body sleeps, a fact that supports the need for a good night's sleep. How many times have you woken up and had these great ideas pop into your head? It's like, oh yeah, why didn't I think of that yesterday? You know, well, you know, your body wasn't in a position where it was relaxed enough, well rested enough, but now after a good night's sleep, yeah, hello, I've got this great idea. I'm gonna transmit it to you, and it's up to you and the brain and the body to go forth and make it happen. So, you know, we are really each one of us like a little universe. Get the ideas, funnel through the mental, the brain, funnel through them to the physical, because you're gonna write down this idea or dictate it or tell it to somebody or whatever, and then make it be. So mote it be, as above, so below. We have the ability to bring these intuitive messages, these creations, these manifestations to life. Tap into that ability to know that resides deep within you. You probably are already using your intuitive sense to a certain degree, but you can further develop and hone your capacity to intuit, to tap into that ability to know that resides deep within you. And there are many good reasons to do so. We'll find those out in just a second. We're going to take a short break. I'm back. Okay, once again, the number here in the studio, if you would like a live reading, if you would like some distance healing, or you have a question or comment, it's 347-677-0699. Now, to tap into that ability to know resides deep within you, and there are many good reasons to do so. You will not only make better decisions, you'll just feel better, safer, more grounded, and more in control.
Your self-esteem and confidence will increase while your fear decreases. And that's something that's amazing, because anyone who has struggled with low self-esteem, you know, the whole crux behind that is fear. You are very fearful. Am I good enough? Will I be accepted? Will I be rejected? Are people going to think I'm too stupid? Will I fit in? Will I stick out like a sore thumb? Will I be respected? Will I be ridiculed? So, you know, when your self-esteem is not where it should be, you're thinking of all these negative things and you're really full of fear. And practicing your intuition. You get a feeling to do something, to say something, go with it. It's almost like a 12-step program. Go with it, because you will see that step by step, you'll get confirmation that the idea you had that said, that intuitive feeling, that gut feeling that says, go with it, do it now. You know, it's okay, do it. You're going to prove yourself over and over again that, yeah, that gut inclination, that intuitive feeling, that inner voice that told me, go ahead, go do it. It's right. It's good for you. It's going to work out. It's going to be okay. No fear, okay? As that voice kept telling you, no fear, just do it. And every time you see for yourself that voice is correct and that voice is leading you in the right direction, and with each step you take, you are growing stronger and more confident. Your fear is diminishing. You're going to feel fantastic. And quite simply, your own intuition is going to amaze you. The more amazed you are, the more you're going to put this into practice. Learn to make the very most of the still small voice within. You know, most of us are looking for everything outside of ourselves. And really, when you're flowing, you are flowing from within. You're listening to that still small voice within. That's what your intuition is. That's what those gut feelings are. You know, we all want somebody to tell us what to do or what it is or how to decide. And we all want to go take a seminar or a course and have someone talk to us out loud, you know, and you sit there and listen to somebody blah, 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 blah. But if you tell someone, just be still and try and listen. Go deep within and listen to that little inner voice, that small inner voice within you. If you're still enough and you listen long enough, you're going to hear it. Sometimes you're going to hear that little inner voice for the first time, and it may sound really, really quiet and not loud and not pushy and not in your face like if you went to a seminar, but you'll hear it. And then the next time you tune into that inner voice, you tune into that inside station, you're going to hear it even better because now you're accustomed to it. And each time you tune in and you listen, it's going to become clearer. You're going to have the confidence because you know you've listened to it before. So here it comes again. And when you listen to it the first time, it led you absolutely positively in the right direction. And the result was perfection. It was beautiful. It worked out well. And you were happy and safe and secure. So why not listen to it again? So listen to it again and again and again and again. And that's how you develop your intuition. It's like a muscle. And the more you use it, the more you tap into it, the more you connect with it, the more you understand it, and the more you allow it to flow through you, and the more you flow with it, the more your life will flow in sync with the universe and its grand design for you. So what you really want to do is turn yourself into an antenna. Pick up the signals that you're getting and flow along with them, go along with them. Got to give up the desire to fight. Surrender. It's all about surrender. I truly believe that we were all taught that surrendering is a bad thing. You know, it comes from put up the white flag, surrender, because you're a loser. But that's an archaic idea of surrender. Because taken from the Bruce Lee quote, be like water. What are you telling us? You know, water doesn't come to a rock and beat it and smash it and force, you know, whatever. Water just meets the rock, flows around it, embraces it, keeps flowing. What happens? Sooner or later, it has smoothed down that rock. It has worn away part of that rock to make a passage to get past the rock. Now, this might take a long time, but again, time is relative. It really, no one's got you really on a time schedule when it comes to your life. You do what you do as you listen to your intuition, and everything happens at the right time in divine perfect timing. Nothing happens because you want it to happen and when you want it to happen. Nothing happens when I want it to happen or because I want it to happen or even a collective group. Everything happens in the right time. And the right time is universal time, is divine perfect timing. And the sooner we embrace that and surrender, which is not a bad word, to that, the easier our lives become, the more peaceful we become, the more in flow we become. So, you know, here a lot of us have spent half our lives or almost half our lives fighting everything. I want it now. It has to happen when I say, how I say. We're all going nuts trying to control. Losing sight of the fact that in reality, no human being controls anything. We're all part of a universe, and that universe controls everything. And the universe wants whatever is best for all of us. The universe wants you to receive everything that's for your best and highest good. So trust it. Trust it and embrace it. And allow the universe to talk to you via your intuition and guide you and direct you. You know, that is what it's really all about. Even your angels, your guides, your spirit guides, your ancestors who've passed on before you, all of these beautiful entities, beings of light, energy beings that are here to help you, all want what's best for you. So ask
when you get up in the morning, ask your angels and your guides and your ancestors. Tell them what you need. Tell them what you want. Make your desires, wants, and needs known to them so that they know what it is you're looking for, what you need. You know, I learned a long time ago, angels do not intuit what human beings need, but angels are ever so at the ready to help you if you just ask them. And I've seen this in action. You just say, angels, I need this. I have to be here. I have to be there or what have you. I'll never forget. I was driving to an appointment one night in a neighborhood I didn't know. And I can get lost walking around the block. But I was 5 minutes away from my appointment. I'm driving and I'm really, really lost at this point. I had been driving around in circles for like, I don't know, 15 minutes, having a panic attack. And I just said, I need help. And I just shouted out and I said, all right, everybody on board, help me. I need everybody's help. I need you all to come together. I have got to get to this appointment. I cannot be late. So please help me find this place. And it was like a surreal experience because here I am in a neighborhood that I don't know, that I've already been lost in for 15 minutes. And I then start making a left and a right and a right and a left and watching myself turn the wheel, but I was going totally, I mean totally on autopilot. I had connected with my intuition. I had connected with my gut. I basically threw my logical brain out the window and was just going according to my gut feeling when to do a right, a left, or whatever. And amazing experience. I pulled into the driveway of the person's home that was my appointed, my appointment. And I made it 6 o'clock on the dot. I expressed deep and great thanks, knew who had done that, knew I had angels on my shoulder while I was driving, or the angels were turning the wheel because I had no clue where I was. And it was an amazing thing. So you always have to trust. And like I said, after a few, you know, after a few experiences, like I said, I test myself, I test myself constantly. Sometimes I do it for fun, you know, just to see. And then there are other times where, you know, I really need to tap into my intuition and use it as a tool, use it as, you know, well, the way we're all supposed to use it. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing. Now, going back to the still small voice within, I kind of went off on tangents. Personally and professionally, I use my intuition to assist my patients to heal themselves. I intuitively know how they are at the moment they enter my office or when I speak with them by telephone. And a lot of times when you're speaking to someone on the telephone, when I am in my psychic vein and doing my psychic readings, that's how I do readings. I do them by phone. I do them via Skype. And it's the vibration of the voice that helps me to tune into that person intuitively and connect with them and connect with their small voice within. And I then begin the work of asking for and listening to the intuitive guidance I need to assist them on their healing journey. Nurses, physicians, and those who work with the energy of the body are especially effective at listening to their intuition. It's like I had someone on the table and I was giving them Reiki at the top part of their body. I think I was holding their head at the time. And something kept tugging at my gut saying,
You know, you really have to get down by that person's left knee. And at the time, I'm questioning my intuition going, well, how do you want me to get down to their left knee? I'm up here by their head. I can't, like, you know, I didn't want to play Twister. So it's like, oh, what do I do? And then I realized, well, wait a minute. I have my hands here at the head, but I can, bless Reiki, I can beam Reiki energy to that knee. I can use my breath, and I can send Reiki energy on my breath to that left knee while not leaving the head, not leaving the position. You don't want to just abruptly drop a head or drop a position to go on to a next. So what I was receiving at the time was that I needed to simultaneously be in two places at one time. And that's how it was effectuated. I beamed Reiki to the left knee with my eyes, and I also sent it on the breath, finished what I was doing in the head area, and then moved on to the next spot, the next place, the next position. But whether you are a student, plumber, painter, business person, writer, hairdresser, whatever, you can easily learn to make the very most of the still small voice within, otherwise known as your intuitive wisdom. We're going to take a little break right now, and I'm going to, let's see, what time is it? Okay, I'm going to send out somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes of Reiki distance healing. So if you have anything you would like healing on, that you would like distance Reiki sent to, any intentions, any physical, mental, emotional, spiritual challenges, problems, I'd like you all to think about those right now. Sit still, relaxed, and enjoy the lovely music. This is the music written for Reiki Long Distance Healing. It's a composition, Han Shazay Shanen. You Reiki peoples, you'll probably know it or recognize it. And just listen to the music, relax, and receive this distant Reiki healing. And I'll be back with you after the healing.
Okay, and we are back. I hope you all enjoyed that 5 minutes of healing. If anyone cares to give some feedback on receipt of the distance healing, feel free to call in the studio here. The number is 347-677-0699. If you'd like to call in with a question or a comment or, you know, anything you'd like to discuss or say hi, again, the number is 347-677-0699. Oh, I do need to make an announcement before I forget, because I'd like you all to know that May 1st is Global Love Day. And it's an event that is sponsored by the Love Foundation, and of which I am a Love Ambassador. And myself and Dr. Joshua Siegel, we will be celebrating Global Love Day. That's next Thursday, May 1st, in Dr. Siegel's Belmore, New York office. So feel free to come down to the office and join us for Global Love Day. There's going to be a meditation, and there'll be some brief Reiki sharing, and we will also be doing a meditation that will be sending love out to the entire globe. And as I said, love meditation and some Reiki within the people who celebrate there with us. There'll be some discussion about the Love Foundation and Global Love Day. Dr. Siegel's Belmore office is located at 2439 Grand Avenue, Belmore, New York, 11710. If you'd like to call the office, it's the Cafe of Life Chiropractic. The number is 516-425-0113. And by all means, come down and celebrate Global Love Day with us next Thursday, May 1st. It is at 7:30 p.m. And hopefully we'll see you there. So back to flowing and intuition and everything. Let's see. Now, we already know what we need to know. We do. It's in there. We've come fully loaded. We have knowledge. As a lifelong student of intuitive wisdom, I've learned firsthand that we already know what we need to know and that we already have the answers to our questions. We tend to look outside of ourselves when the wisdom of our soul and our higher self can be found within. And again, as I said before, you know, we all look outside. We look outside for knowledge. We look outside of ourselves for love. We look outside of ourselves for confidence. We really almost look outside of ourselves for everything. And why do we do that? Is that associated with the fear and the lack of self-confidence and esteem? That we are knowledgeable, that we are great, that we are fantastic beings. It's the same thing with love. Do we forget that we are part of the divine? We are part of divine source. We are part of divinity and the universe. And you know, people think of the universe and divinity, no matter what religion you are. You think of God, Buddha, Muhammad, whoever, Buddha, And, you know, we look at these figures and we say, wow, they're so great. At the same time, we're not connecting and we're not realizing that we are part of them. Namaste. I recognize the divinity in you. You recognize the divinity in me. And when we are both in that space, we are one. Divinity is in each and every one of us. We are all one. We are separate and together in that oneness, all divine. So what are we afraid of? We're all divine. We're all knowledgeable. We are a computer with a complete software pack ready to go. Plug it and go. But yet, we're hesitant. We don't believe ourselves. You know, we look outside of ourselves to go believe in someone, something. We need to go believe in a religion, an organized religion. We need to believe in a person. We need to believe in a government. Again, we need something outside of ourselves to believe in, to feel safe and secure with, totally forgetting. We're looking outside ourselves. We're going out when everything we need is within. You go without outside yourself. You go looking here and there and everywhere. You take courses. You meet people. You get counselors. You get teachers. You know, you buy this program. You go to that seminar. You take this workshop. You're doing all these things. And you get a certificate here, a certificate there, and you're feeling real good because, well, so-and-so says I'm great because I'm certified, or so-and-so says that I'm fantastic because I've got a degree in whatever, whatever. And, you know, I have been certified and blessed and, you know, got the go sign from this institution and that program and that business and that person or what have you. And I'm great because they say so. We have totally lost sight of the fact that yes, we are great, and we should believe in our greatness because we are divine, and we lose sight of it all the time. Why? We don't believe in ourselves. Now, you might say, well, isn't that kind of egomaniacal to believe in yourself and think you are perfect? No, not actually, because if we are all one and we are each divine and we are each divinity, then it's just the knowledge. It's not ego. It's we know what we know. We know we're divine. We know we are part of Source. We know we are a part of the universe. These beautiful pieces of divinity. These amazing things that we're so amazed by. And trust and believe, but yet when it comes to ourselves, we have doubt. We have fear. And you cannot let this doubt and this fear control you and take over, because in as much as we are divine and we are divinity and we are great, even more importantly, we are love. Our divine essence is comprised of pure love. We lose sight of that. But coming back to, we are divine. And in our divinity, we are love. Know that love and fear can never reside in the same space. When you are flowing in love, the world is a beautiful place. And it's not a beautiful place because you're flowing in romantic love. It's a beautiful place because you're flowing in divine love. You're flowing in pure love.
When you're flowing in pure love, you're totally satisfied. You're totally content with who you are, with your surroundings, with everything that's going on. Like the song says, every step I take. Well, every step you take, if it's in love and you're flowing in love, there will be no fear. So fear and doubt of being inadequate, fear and doubt of not having enough, not being enough, not looking right, not acting right. Who's going to judge me? Who's going to reject me? What's going to happen? All of those fears are going to go by the wayside. Because every step you take in love, in divine love, you are secure. You are safe. You feel safe. Because you know that Source loves you. You know that you are lovable. Knowing that you are lovable, you know with all your imperfections, because we all have imperfections, but you know that with all those imperfections, all those doubts, all those fears, when you know, when you have that knowing, and that knowing comes from your gut, from your intuition, when you know that you are a divine being and loved, totally loved, then you're in flow. You don't need anyone's approval. You don't need to worry about what anyone is going to say about you. You don't need to have a significant other. It's good to have one. It's a beautiful thing. But too many people have this idea that if they don't have a partner, if they don't have a love interest, a romantic interest, if the girl doesn't have a guy or the guy doesn't have a girl, or if the guy doesn't have a guy and the girl doesn't have a girl, there's something wrong with them. And they're deficient. And they're in a state of lack. Well, you're not flowing if you're there. Because everything comes in its right time. And a lot of times romantic relationships and partnerships have been blown out of proportion completely for marketing purposes, for commercialism. I mean, years and years and years ago, what actually, where the wedding vows would come from, a man shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home. Yes, because what happened was basically a young man went to a young lady's father and said, I want your daughter's hand in marriage, and he paid a dowry, and the father was like, okay, I agree. Here, she's yours. And the father was like, oh, thank God, I have somebody to look after her once I'm dead. So it was necessary many years ago because women were, you know, they were trained in just being domestics, housewife, take care of the men, take care of the kids. But this is 2014, people, and never become so dependent on having someone give you love. That's not what it's all about. Love, as with intuition, must come from within. Very simply put, if you don't love yourself, first of all, if you yourself don't love yourself, why would someone love you? Why? If you don't trust that there's love within you and that God loves you, that divine source loves you, and that you are lovable, why would you want to go put this onus on another human being and demand that they love you? Love is something that each one of us has within ourselves. And if we are in a space where we're secure and loving ourselves, then we can go and not get love from someone else or give love to someone else, but we can share that love with someone else. You share it. It doesn't mean I'll give to you if you give to me, or I'll give to you if you do this.
Because if you don't, then I'm taking it back. That just creates problems, and that's not what love is about. Love needs to be shared. Love needs to flow. Can't be constricted. When you are in the flow of love, when you're in the flow of unconditional love, you will find that you're also in the flow of forgiveness. And all of this flowing in unconditional love and in forgiveness and in your own intuition will create a much more beautiful place and space for you to be in. Because trying to control and trying to get and trying to demand and being impatient and having all of these, you know, gotta have it now, gotta have what I want, when I want it, how I want it, you know, it's like, have it your way, whatever the Burger King thing was, it's like, well, yeah, you can have your life your way, but if you approach it that you know that your way is the divine plan the universe has for you, and that you are willing to be open and to accept and allow those gifts, because they are gifts, those gifts from the universe to flow through to you. You know, the minute we start to say, yeah, but I want this, or no, but I want that, and yeah, the whole thing to knowing to flow is to knowing that the universe has your best and highest good in mind for you and wants to send you this best and highest good. So stop putting up barriers. Stop making things difficult. Stop trying to rule the world. Stop making demands and just accept and allow that which is your best and highest good. Surrender. Because I'm telling you guys, surrender is not a bad word. Surrender doesn't mean you've failed. Surrender doesn't mean that you've given up. Another spin on the word surrender is accept and allow or embrace. No forcing. Don't force things. Because nothing forced ever works out the right way. Yeah, you can force something. You can try. It's like, have you ever, like you have a favorite piece of furniture and one of the legs breaks. And you know that without this leg, this table will never stand up straight again, will not be able to bear, you know, any kind of weight. And even if you patch it up, there are chances it's going to break again. But you have such a love for this table. You are adoring this material possession that you cannot part with. It's all a matter of will, and this is your own free will, and you want to make this table the way you want it. And so you try and fix the leg. You know, you get some nails, and you get some tape and some glue, and there you are, and you're putting it back together again, and you have to have this table. You don't want to let go of it. Put it together the best way you could, and you use it for a day or so, and before you know it, the table, you put something a little heavy on the table, and the whole thing falls in. Most likely, it was the universe's way of saying, your relationship with this table is over with. You need to go out and get a new table. Or you need to just let go of the table totally. This is not going to work. No matter how you force it, not going to work. And who knows? Maybe what the universe is saying is, well, you had a table there and it was only a table, but now what I'm bringing to you is a whole hutch, or it's a whole cabinet with multiple shelves, and it's beautiful. It's so much better than that table that you were trying to hold on to. When you finally realize that, then you know, wow, yeah, this is better. So just surrender and go with the flow. Go with your intuition. Work on it. Listen to that still small voice within. And if you can, meditate every morning. If you can't do 5 minutes, do 2. Or as my friend Yanni Maniata says, 3 minutes is perfect. You know, if you could put aside 3 minutes of your day, in the beginning preferably, silence the monkey mind. Tap into that still small voice within. Make a connection with your gut and get ready to listen. Be open to receive the information. Envision yourself as a tower and get ready to receive the transmissions from the universe. Everyone can do this. It's not like a magic trick. The whole thing is just quieting your mind, sitting still, listening for that inner voice, that inner wisdom, 3 minutes in the morning. And when your 3 minutes are up, I guarantee you, you will be thinking much more clearly throughout the day. You'll get the answers to your questions quickly, much more quickly than if you got out of bed and had a frantic morning and ran out frantically and your mind is already chattering on, oh my God, I've got to do this and I've got to do that and today and then tomorrow and my calendar and the kids and the car and the shopping and, you know, quiet the mind and reach into that inner wisdom. We all have it. And just go with the flow. You know, it's very simple. It's uncomplicated. And as I always say, more attention on self. It's not selfish to focus on yourself. It's not selfish to do things for yourself and to make yourself strive to be the best you can be. Now, the best you could be is the best you could be. It's not somebody else's version of the best you. And that's another thing that happens. We all want to be someone else's version of what the best is. Well, really? Nobody else could tell you what your best is. Your best is your best. And you know that, again, in your gut. You intuitively know what your best is. You don't need to ask somebody else, look to somebody else. You know intuitively what your best is and what is best for you. So listen to yourself. The old saying was, listen to your mom, but really listen to yourself and go with the flow. And follow that gut feeling. And I guarantee you, you will never go wrong. Again, I would like to thank the founders of the Theka Network for giving me the opportunity to bring this show to you. My website is www.violetrosereiki.com. You can send an email to me at rose@violetrosereiki.com if you have any questions regarding Reiki or intuition or anything else. Please visit Reiki Ward, and that is the page for distance healing. And don't forget, May 1st, I celebrate Global Love Day with Dr. Joshua Siegel and his office, Cafe of Life Chiropractic, 2439 Grand Avenue, Belmore, New York, 11710, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. The number at Dr. Siegel's office is 516-425-0113. feel free to call there if you're looking for chiropractic, because Dr. Siegel is a wonderful chiropractor. He treats the entire being, mind, body, soul. And his teachings and lectures on chiropractic are very informative, very interesting, and believe me, if you listen to one, you will learn a lot. Please be sure to visit my friends also over at True Psychic Network. It's a wonderful group of psychics and healers, and I love them dearly, and I cannot recommend them and the TPN Network enough. They're a great group of people, and check them out. And I thank you all so much for listening, to allowing me this opportunity to bring this topic to you next week. I'm not sure what the topic will be. I believe it may be Reiki and cancer treatment, or Reiki and cancer. But look for that on the board. That'll be going up within the next 24 to 48 hours here on the Seika Network. And I wish you all much love, light, and healing, and a beautiful weekend. Oh, hang on. I have someone here. Hello, 516. You're on the air.
Hello, Violet. This is Lori. How are you?
I'm good, Lori. I have one foot out the door, but I'll hang around for
you. I know you have a foot out the door. I've been listening to your whole show, and I just wanted to tell you it was the best that I've ever heard in a really long time. Enjoyed it. It was wonderful and so useful to me.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah, it was great. Great, great, great. So glad I was tuned in the whole time. I wanted to call in, but it was just too good to break up. You were in the flow. You were in the flow.
Well, I love it when I'm in flow. I try and be there all the time.
You were in the flow. Love it, love it, love it. I will see you Thursday.
Oh, that's cool. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a couple of friends with me.
That is great. And do you have a question, or do you have anything that you'd like a reading on while I'm here?
You can always pull a card.
Yeah, always pull a card for me. All right. So you're thinking of your... You're thinking of your question, right?
Okay.
Okay. Then we'll see what we have for you. Let's see. Okay, Lori, this is what's coming up here for you, my dear. Challenging times.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I think they're that for everybody, but human ego can be helpful when it provides us with a sense of self-value and purpose. Wow, it sounds like my show. However, the ego can also lead to problems when it's to build itself up at the expense of others. Quarrelsome energies may be in the air at this time. You may find yourself either instigating disagreements or being pulled into them by others. Step back and examine the real issues behind the conflict. You may find that it's more about being right than it is about what is right. You may also find a relationship, and I'm going to strive and say here, not necessarily a romantic one, because we have many relationships, to be more challenging than useful. Sensing an underlying power struggle, even though surface energies appear to be calm. Use your intuition. You're in flow, girl. Use your intuition and intellect to ascertain what's happening. While competition can be stimulating, it's disruptive to a relationship. You can avoid this by thinking before you speak or act, and by coming from a place of honesty and love.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, don't let anybody pull you into anything. Cause, yeah, there's been a lot of that happening with this Grand Cross, this Cardinal Grand Cross. People are getting into disagreements. People are throwing out, you know, information, judgment about people, just saying whatever they like, however they like, with complete and total disregard for the other party. It's like everybody's itching for a something. So don't get caught up in that.
All right.
Yeah. It's part of the energy. But you just
stay in your own flow and it'll be fine.
All right, terrific. My energy seems to always be on the good side of things. So not sure, but I'm sure it means something, and I'm going to take heed always.
Yeah, well, you just keep flowing in the love, my dear.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Listen, I will see you on
Thursday. All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you. Take care. Thanks for calling.
All righty, bye.
Okay. Wonderful. Sliding into home plate, Lori. That was great. I'm so glad I got to give her a little reading and we had that chat. I'm really, really happy that she's going to be joining me and Dr. Siegel and everybody else on Thursday, May 1st, for Global Love Day. If anyone wants to know anything about Global Love Day, just get me on Facebook, Violet Rose Reiki, or send an email to rose@violetrosereiki.com. I cannot express to you guys what a beautiful, beautiful thing Global Love Day is. As I said, you know, I am a love ambassador for the Love Foundation, and I have been for quite a while, since 2008, I believe, and it's a wonderful, beautiful organization, and, you know, the vision of Global Love Day, well, the whole theme is love begins with me. You know, we are one humanity on this planet. All life is interconnected and interdependent. All share in the universal bond of love. Love begins with self-acceptance and forgiveness. That's unconditional love. With respect and compassion, we embrace diversity. Together, we make a difference through love. And yes, we are all one. It's our vision to unite one and all in this celebration of love and compassion on Global Love Day. We honor each May 1st as a symbolic day of unconditional love and call upon all people, all nations to gather together in the wisdom of peace and love. Global Love Day is the universal recognition of our innate oneness through love. When we come from this limitless love, we naturally and easily embrace ourselves and our fellow humanity. Opening our hearts, we allow unconditional love to be our guide and compassion to be our gift to life. We invite you to celebrate with us by consciously focusing on love and what it means to you throughout this day. We hope that by practicing love in all areas of your life, you will find it easy to love unconditionally all year long. So you may ask, what can I do on Global Love Day? What, you know, I can't come to Belmore. I can't be there with you guys and celebrate. So what can I by myself within my own little circle or, you know, within my big circle, but just not over where you are on that day, what can I do? Well, simply be love. Let the love within you and within your heart be the focus of your awareness throughout the day. Allow yourself to be accepting, forgiving, peaceful, joyful, and in harmony with yourself and all life around you. Allowing unconditional love to be your primary intention is the main idea. Just be, and just be love. If you see someone, give them a smile. That's an expression of love. So I wish you all a beautiful weekend. I wish you all love, light, healing, and sending you love from my heart to yours. Next week will be a rebroadcast of my interview with Harold W. Becker, the founder of the Love Foundation, and John Galtz. So you guys can tune into that. If you can't be with us for Love Day, you can at least listen to the Love Foundation founders and enjoy the show. And I will be back with you all the following week. Love, light, and healing to you all. Blessings, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.